Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. Welcome to another episode of Plain Talk. Today's episode is the Healthy Aviator Tech. Many pilots concern themselves with their health when symptoms appear or during their medical examination with their flight surgeon. With 1 in 3 adults today living with a cardiac condition, hypertension is on the rise and is a cause of loss of flight privileges. Personal health is something which should be frequently monitored, allowing a pilot to move from reactive to proactive health management. In Canada, the medical requirements are contained in Part 404 and 424 of the Canadian Aviation Regulations, or CARS. Medical certification may be granted when treatment for increased blood pressure, or BP for those technical folks, has been successful in reducing blood pressure below 160 systolic and below 100 diastolic. Those are really hard words to say, by the way. Optimal blood pressure is less than 130 over 80 in most individuals, as defined by the Canadian Cardiology Association, and less than 120 by 80, as defined by the Canadian Diabetic Association, in people with diabetes or renal dysfunction. On any medical visit, a BP level of 180 or more systolic, or 110 or more diastolic, is not compatible with medical certifications. In other words, you just rang the bell. Some pilots have experienced what's referred to as white lab coat syndrome, which causes BP readings to be elevated when tested by a physician, typically caused by stress and anxiety of being in a doctor's office, causing these indicators to present an inaccurate assessment versus taking readings in the comfort of your home. Technology companies like Cardio, which is Q, ARDIO, have developed medical-grade health monitoring devices which make testing at home easy and reliable. These new generation smart BP and ECG monitors work with an app on your smartphone or tablet that keeps data history in one convenient place and can be easily shared with your doctor. Proactive health management begins with having a baseline of what your known health state is. Indicators such as blood temperature, respiratory rate, oxygen saturation, heart rate, blood pressure, glucose, UV index, and other items can be tracked and recorded. Height, weight, body fat, lean body mass, waist circumference, combined with daily physical exercise, all contribute to determine calories burned. Awareness of net calories added to your body begins with the daily food you eat. The advent of smart devices, the cloud, and Bluetooth has allowed a variety of technology manufacturers to create medical-grade data-gathering devices and applications. Apple's Watch 4 and Watch 5 have a variety of sensors, optical and electrical heart sensors, light and accelerometer, and gyroscope. Understanding all the ways you move throughout the day is part of living a healthy lifestyle. Apple's Move, Exercise, Stand methodology delivers data to a variety of Apple apps with the goal of motivating you. Apple's Health app becomes a single repository of health and fitness data where third-party hardware devices are able to push their readings to. Apple reports that they're working with Canadian regulators to enable ECG sensors on the Watch 4, which may happen sometime in 2019, and really provides an early warning system for cardiac events. Currently, Watch will record your heart rate or beats per minute. Cardio, so that's like cardio with a Q, manufactures medical-grade solutions comprised of a blood pressure cuff, they call it Cardio arm, a weight scale, it's Cardio base 2, wearable ECG or cardio core, and their heart health app. These Bluetooth-enabled devices integrate with iOS and Android devices, pushing data to their app and their cloud. While sitting or lying down, you can slip the Cardio arm on and press the start button on the app. The 4 AA battery-equipped pressure cuff will start its inflation and data gathering cycles, instantly communicating with the app. Cardio Base 2 is an electronic weight scale which tracks your weight and body fat. Your height is used by a variety of apps, including Apple Health, to determine calories burned. Cardio Core is a wearable electrocardiogram, or ECG, EKG monitor, designed to improve the detection and monitoring of cardiac conditions, delivering cardio tracking and analysis. Combined with data stored in the Cardio Cloud, pilots and their doctors have access to the historical and real-time medical data. Data privacy is ensured through both Cardio's privacy policy and the security systems in place while complying with government privacy mandates. Cardio aggregates data for a variety of purposes, including overall health trends. For collection and analysis purposes, individual data is rendered anonymous, ensuring that regulatory compliance is maintained. Cardio's app is compatible with Apple Health. So the Cardio app will push readings into Apple Health, giving you that single repository of data. During flight, knowing your oxygen saturation, or SpO2, and your pulse rate, BPM, are essential to completing the flight safely. Understanding your personal norm while on the ground and in the air can be accomplished with an oximeter. Nonin's wireless Nonin Connect 3245 oximeter is equipped with Bluetooth and will push readings to a variety of devices, including their own app, Apple's Health app, Guardian Avionics Aero 455 pulse oximeter and CO detector, and their Smart 851. Nonin oximeters are manufactured from high-quality components and tested to 40,000 feet for accuracy. The Aero 455 integrates with a variety of PFDs and MFDs and graphic engine monitors to display oxygen saturation and pulse rate. During flight, impacting the capacity of oxygen moved into the circulatory system could have dire results. Tracking, reporting, and alerting on low oxygen saturation levels during flight allows a pilot to take the necessary steps to conclude the flight safely. The correct flight path towards a healthier and hopefully longer life begins with evolving healthy lifestyle behaviors. For general aviation pilots, the privilege of flight becomes part of your lifestyle, not that different than exercise, food, and alcohol consumption decisions. Some medical conditions are genetic and inherited from our parents. However, with today's technologies, changes to your day-to-day lifestyle could potentially reduce those negative health impacts, possibly even finding the fountain of youth. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.